I want to thank our fourth grade parents and all the people who helped with the milestone, the Pray With Me milestone today. And you should all know that the fourth graders baked the communion bread today. So the bread that we'll break comes from the work of our fourth graders today, right before this service. And our scripture lesson is from the letter of Paul to the Corinthians, where we read Paul's retelling of the Last Supper and his prescription for why it is that we gather now to break bread and share the cup. Hear the word of God. For I received from the Lord Jesus what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, there are two stories that bring us here tonight. Two stories. One is your story. Your story. It's not a once upon a time kind of a story. It's a story that has a beginning. October 12th, 1964 maybe, or December 11th, 1947, or maybe March 3rd, 2001. Whatever it is, it has a day where your story begins, the day you were born. And your story has a particular journey. A particular path, different chapters, and you write the story of your life. And we honor that story tonight by gathering here. We honor your story, the one that you bring with you in your mind and in your heart, your story that you remember. And there's something about your story that has brought you here this night. Perhaps it's what we gather to do this night, one of which is to place ashes on the forehead of those of us who have gathered. Ashes that are the burnt remnants of the palm branches from last year's Palm Sunday service. Ashes that remind us of the frailty of human life, and ashes that remind us that our days are numbered, that there will be a day for all of us when we say those words, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And perhaps that is what it is that brings some of us here tonight, is remembering that our days are numbered. As difficult a truth as that is, it's also a truth that can free us, because it reminds us that our choices matter. What we do with our lives matters. The day-to-day choices matter because we don't have enough time to do everything. You know the Robert Frost poem about the road not taken. Most of us had to memorize it in grade school, where he comes to two paths, and one's a little less used than the other one, and that's the one he chooses. And he says, "Oh, I marked the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back." So our choices matter, and which direction we choose matter, and which turn, and sometimes the littlest choices turn out to be the largest one. And as you remember your own story this night, you will know ways in which that is true. But more than likely, it's more than just that that brings you here this night, more than just to get the ashes placed in the sign of the cross on your forehead. It's remembering another story, the story that we will tell in a moment when we gather around this table and we break bread and pour the cup, when we do what Paul told us to do in remembrance of Jesus, when we remember Jesus and remember his story. For that's the other story that brings us here tonight. The story of Jesus who has a passionate place in his heart for those who are least and last and lost and lonely. Remembering Jesus whose heart breaks when the heart of his friends, Mary and Martha, breaks. Remembering Jesus who can't pass a sick person on the road without reaching out his hand to touch and heal them. The Jesus who speaks a word of gracious forgiveness to those who have done things they wish they hadn't, or left things undone they wish they had. There's something about Jesus' story that brings us here tonight too. And in the breaking of the bread and in the sharing of the cup, we remember him. Not just like you remember your old days back in school, not nostalgia, but you remember him in the way that you remember someone near and dear to you, then early in the morning, just as you wake up, and just for a moment there, you can sense their presence. Or perhaps when you go to one of those thin places where the barrier between heaven and earth is oh so slight, and you sense the presence of one whom we've loved and lost, who's gone before us. But you know, there's a connection there. When we break the bread and the cup, all the more, we remember Jesus in a way that reminds us that Christ is present among us, within us, in power and in peace. And it's that story of Jesus, the story of Jesus that reminds us that those ashes that we place upon the forehead are not the last word. No, the ashes that remind us that our days are numbered will be wiped away. You remember Revelation 21, when God wipes every tear away from our eyes. I can imagine him too using the water of tears to wipe away the ashes from the forehead. Because the last word God has for us, the last word promised to us in the bread and the cup, is life. Life abundant and eternal, the righting of wrongs, the binding up of all who have been broken, the healing of souls, the repair of the heart. That's where Jesus' story led, beyond the cross to an empty tomb, and that, by the promise of God, is where our stories lead as well. So this night, as we begin this holy season of Lent, I encourage you to pay attention to your own story, to your own life. And also pay attention to the story of Jesus and remember him. And remember how, in the end, those two stories come together in life. Pray with me. Gracious God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, make this Lent a holy time for each of us. As we remember our own stories, as we honor them, as we reflect upon them, but let us also remember the one who broke the bread and poured the cup and gave his life for ours, so that we would know that in the end our story and his story come together in life. In our Savior's name we ask it. Amen.